Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Insights, emotions, points of view, all shared by area young people this weekend in a presentation called Young Voices, Speak and Be Heard. Roxanne Butler serves as secretary and spoken word project manager for the For Louisiana organization. Niall Bush is the president of For Louisiana. Roxanne, tell us about this presentation and where will it be taking place?
Well, Young Voices is a teen spoken word event where we have area young people from six different high schools that will be presenting their original poetry on stage, and we are inviting everyone to come out and hear.
It is free for those that would like to come and listen to some of the works,
correct? That is correct. There is no admission fee. We just want to make sure that these young people have a place for where their voice can be heard and that we have plenty of places for those who would like to listen.
It's the second year of the program. How unique is this program to our area?
Well, what's very unique about this program is that this is the only space where students can come and share their original works, that they have a venue where they are allowed to express themselves, not just allowed to express themselves, but they are expected to express themselves. And they know that their audience is there to listen. And we don't have any programs like that here in North Louisiana.
I'm sure it's a presentation that covers everything from love to hate, anger to joy,
I would imagine. What's very good about young people is that they do have a lot to say. And if you give them an opportunity to speak, then you'll be very surprised. We have students last year that covered Hurricane Katrina, that covered the impoverished youth in our area. They have poems about love, poems about struggling in school. They have so many different things to talk about, and you'll be very surprised.
Yeah. How is this program brought together? Is it a collaboration with local schools?
Yes, we have a team of educators, local business owners, and even some local authors that have worked together. We've connected with some of the educators in our high schools, and they have been very, very open to allowing us to come in and speak with the kids to promote literacy. Poetry is a very good way to improve our reading and writing scores and the speaking ability of our young people.
Now, these are original works. It's not like they're reciting someone else's work. So some of the topics, some of the issues that they've touched upon.
Oh, wow. We get a lot of love poems. We do get some political poems as well. Their frustration is being young people and not being able to be heard or not being able to communicate with the people in their lives who they depend on. We get poems about broken families. We get poems about people in their lives who have inspired them. So they have lots of different things that they discuss.
Well, Niall, the program is presented by For Louisiana. Who makes up the organization, and tell us about its mission?
Well, we have myself, also Roxanne Butler, who's the secretary. We have Robert Harris, who is our constant inspiration. We also have Marcus Baker, and we also have our treasurer, Miss Brittany Ray. Mm-hmm. She's also an educator.
With the program, what is the mission of For Louisiana? What are y'all looking to do in working with young people?
We're looking to inspire them through everything that we do, to inspire them and to put out that positive energy in our communities. You know, I grew up in this community. I'm from Monroe. So I know that we can do a lot better than we have been doing, and I want to let them know that there are tons of other things that they can do, and every program that we have is focused towards that.
Just to touch upon it for a moment, it's kind of a grassroots thing that started with you in your college years at Baton Rouge.
Yeah, yes, it did. I was going to attending LSU at the time, living in a really poor neighborhood, and I saw the need for tennis shoes. You know, the children just did not have it, and I understood that the parents could not afford it. So it took me about a year to collect about 100 pairs of tennis shoes, and we just had a big event. It was called Kicks for Kids, and we gave out 100 pair of tennis shoes, did about 200 free haircuts, school supplies, and we also had some media attention. Politicians came out, the community came out and supported it. So,
and now that has transitioned to literacy here in our area through Young Voices and the program coming up on Saturday. What have you observed about the students? What was your takeaway from last year's event?
It was so exciting. They were so into it. They were so excited. And they they were excited to finally be heard, to have someone listen to what they had to say without judging them, and just to say exactly how they felt without any holds barred, nothing. We don't tell them that you can't say this, you can't say that. We say exactly how you feel. And it was good to see what's on their mind, because we think as young people, they don't have anything going on, but they do.
Yeah. Roxanne, what was the response from participants and audience members following the event last year?
Oh, we got some really great reception from everyone. The young people came to me right after the event and said, when are we going to do this again? You know, what else are we going to do? Where can we go to further this? Because we have some really, really great talent. And these kids are ready. You know, once they hit that stage, they're ready to go on to the next level. And a lot of them are writers. And when they got an opportunity to meet some of the local authors and some of the local educators, they, you know, there was a lot of exchange between these different generations about being expressive and about moving forward in your writing, not just academically, but in other facets as well. So if they wanted to pursue English or if they wanted to pursue performance, that they had someone that they could go to who enjoy the same.
Well, Young Voices is coming up this Saturday. How can you find out more about the program or For Louisiana?
Well, you can visit our website, forlouisiana.org. That's forlouisiana.org. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/forlouisiana. And you can contact us by telephone at 318-538-1187.
And lots of support as well in bringing this all together.
Oh, yes. We definitely have some sponsors to thank. We want to definitely thank Attorney Antonio Tramontana. He's been very helpful. Vita Shell of Team Bayou Management and the Sylvan Learning Center. We have lots of sponsors here to help us out.
Roxanne Butler and Niall Bush with For Louisiana and Young Voices, the event coming up this Saturday. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.